I awoke with a start to the sound of yelling and the sight of spaceships doing battle above my bed. It wasn't the first time this had happened. If I left the Holovid set to automatic, it turned off when I fell asleep, but started playing again as soon as I woke up. I waved it off and looked at the clock. 6:56. The yelling was coming from next door. Nothing new there either, but in the 2 weeks my mom and Kevin had been gone, I had gotten used to our house being extra quiet. When there was noise, I really heard it. My alarm was set for 7, and I closed my eyes, determined to enjoy those last few minutes in spite of the ruckus. Then I heard a crash. I jumped out of bed, yanked on a bathrobe over my thin tank top, and looked out my window as Dell came half running, half falling down his back steps. His momentum took him across the stretch of grass that separated our houses. I was almost down the stairs when he started banging on the back door. He didn't stop until he saw me through the small panes of glass. His face always got red when he was angry. But this morning it was redder than usual, especially the hand-shaped mark that took up the whole left side. I opened the door, and he flew past me, stomping around the kitchen table twice before he uttered a word.
"I hate Stan,"
he finally said, his face twisting with emotion. This was not news. Lots of kids say they hate their parents, but Stan, Dell's dad, was truly bad. Mean in a crazy strict kind of way. He had always been a jerk, but he'd gotten more vicious over the last few years. Sometimes when he'd bring his patrol car home, I'd look at the "to serve and protect" written on the side and wonder if it was supposed to be ironic or just plain sarcastic. I poured his 2 glasses of orange juice. It was kind of a ritual between us, something my mom started doing when we were younger, and Dell would come over upset about something. I put the glasses on the table and sat in front of one of them. Dell circled the kitchen a few more times, eyes burning with rage, before settling in front of the other. I took stock of him while he seethed, and it struck me how different he looked compared to just a few months ago, maybe even a few weeks ago. Lately, my mom wouldn't shut up about how much we were both changing, how quickly we were growing up. It was annoying, the way she went on about it. But looking at Dell that morning, I could sort of see what she meant. He wasn't anywhere close to physically intimidating Stan, but he was tall, almost 6 feet now, and getting more solid, more muscular. He still had that Dell vulnerability, but skinny had turned to slender. Below his prominent cheekbones, his jawline looked stronger, too. But that could have been because it was clenched so hard. This morning, his unruly dark hair could pass for tousled.